Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom chaverim. That means hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
We've been talking about the scriptural references to the spiritual nature of flowing water. And Ted, this is so important for many reasons. Number one, because God said it is. And number two, because it's going to bring us to Messiah and some powerful things that he did, and really unearth some other stuff as well. So to help us understand scripture even better. So going back in there to Ezekiel, now this is in the Hebrew scriptures, and it in verse 9 of chapter 47, God said through Ezekiel,
"It shall be that every living thing that moves wherever the river goes will live."
Rivers.
And then he goes on to say, "For they will be healed, and everything will live wherever the river goes."
See, this clear scriptural reference, wherever the flow of the river of God, the fountain of living waters, he calls himself, wherever that goes, there'll be healing, there'll be life. There'll be life, the real life. Jesus said, it is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. How do you get that life? By the Spirit, by the flow of God's reality upon us in rivers of living water.
And not just upon us, but through us. Mm. Out of our bellies will flow that same river of living waters. If we abide in him and he abides in us, all these things will flow from us. People want to come up to us and take a drink.
Amen.
You know, we're not going to have to chase after people and say, you have to hear about Jesus, you have to hear about... No, people are going to want, they're thirsty in their spirits. They're going to say, you have the fountain of living water. Let me come up. Let me taste and see how good the Lord is.
And we have to be open to it. That's the key, friends. You know, God pours out his Spirit in the water. He pours out that river of life. We have to say yes. We have to receive it. It's just like, Ted, when we're witnessing to people, and you've probably had this happen too, and they say, I'm just not ready yet. Well, I'm not going to get anything. You know, you have to say, yes, I'm ready. Yes, I want. Yes, I'm ready for God's truth. When you say, I'm not ready yet, or I don't want it, you're not going to get it.
Well, you're not admitting the thirst in your own soul. You're not being honest. Amen. You haven't taken a fearful inventory of really where you are, not only morally, but spiritually, if you say, I'm not ready yet. It's very prideful.
Mm-hmm. But let's go on to the book of Zechariah and see this continuum of God's references to the power of his spiritual reality in water.
Yeah, I love this. We've looked at Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and now Zechariah chapter 14, verse 8, and it shall be in that day that living waters will flow from Jerusalem.
Yerushalayim, hallelujah.
Yeah, and some will go to the east, some will go to the west, both in summer and in winter.
Yeah, but you know what? Where's this water flowing from? Yerushalayim, Jerusalem. So who's going to be there? Jewish people. And in that day, Messiah.
Yeah, Jesus the King will be there in that day. And it's good to note that the waters are not flowing from Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
They're not flowing from New York City. They're not flowing from Rome, Italy. They're not flowing from St. Louis.
Either.
They're flowing from Jerusalem.
And there's going to be Jewish people there, friends. Make no mistake about it. Baruch haba b'shem Adonai, Jesus said, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And Jewish people need to say that. And they'll be in Jerusalem. And out of Jerusalem will flow this power, the living waters.
And in that day it shall be that the Lord is one, and his name will be one.
Hallelujah. You know, that's part of Jewish liturgy right there. It's part of the Aleinu, which is recited every Shabbat in synagogues all across the world.
Yeah, and we always say, may his name be one in that final day, in the day when Yeshua is king over all the world.
It's chanted, Ushamo, Ushamo, Ushamo Echad, his name one, and his name be one.
And of course, in the New Covenant, it says, at the name of Yeshua, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus
Yeshua
is Lord.
Hallelujah. Friends, we're Messianic Minutes. Hope you're getting something out of this. And feel free to let us know if you're listening to us anywhere in the world. Give us a buzz at our 20th anniversary celebration, messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mishichenu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.
Jacob.